light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Today إن شاء الله عز وجل The topic which I have chosen and which I am going to speak about, that is something very important, especially in today's time of fitna and fasad. You know, it is very important and incumbent and necessary. We are in a time of social media where, you know, via social media, the minds and the hearts of our youngsters are being infiltrated by the wrong teachings, by those teachings which oppose the ahkam and the laws of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And unfortunately, people are moving away from the teachings of Islam. Likewise, people's aqaid, people's belief system, the Islamic creed is not correct at all. And one of the main points for this is that people have actually considered, or maybe they have this mentality, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a common person, a'udhu billah, and he is not someone special and unique. So it is incumbent and necessary that from the minbar, from the, you know, places of, you know, from which advice is given to people, from where nasihat is done, whether it's a channel like this here, whether it's on the minbar of the masjid, whether it's a speech, a discourse, whatever it is, we need to implement the azmat, the rif'at, the shan, the maqam, the status of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hearts and in the minds of everyone, especially the youngsters. So tomorrow, if any satanic whisper comes where someone will say the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like us, or he is a common man, ma'adallah, or he is not someone unique or special, then at that time our children or the youngsters must stand up and say that no, we have learned, we have heard, the beloved Rasul has specialities, has qualities, and his zaat, his personality is way beyond our understanding, our imagination. So there is no comparison between us and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the master and we are his slaves. He is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is, you know, one of the main points why we are going to discuss today's discussion. And when we discuss the azmat and the greatness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we make the list, then the first thing which comes on the list is obviously the miracles of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, the mu'ajizat, those things which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done before he arrived in this world, when he arrived, throughout his life, and when he left this world physically, then all those miracles which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed and displayed and showed to the people, those are actually also indications, firstly on his nubuwwat, on his prophethood, denoting that he is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and denoting on his greatness, on his maqam, on his status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously his authority in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah azawajal, we are going to be focusing on the mu'jizat, the miracles of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And today inshallah we'll discuss that. So it's something very exciting, something which I feel that all of us need to learn, all of us need to know about it, all of us need to, you know, take it into consideration. And obviously when we learn about the azmat and the greatness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will obviously increase our love, increase our adab, our respect, and our honor which we present in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obviously Islam demands this, that ki Muhammad se wafatune to hum tere hain, ye jahan cheez hai kya loho kalam tere hain. That the base of Islam and Iman is obviously the respect and the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this is there, then you have everything. And you know, I always mention this in the end of every episode, that the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of everything. You have this love, you have everything. So obviously it is important. And when the love will come in our hearts is when we learn about the azmat and the greatness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So inshallah azza wa jal, I will begin today's discussion of an incident which occurred before the physical arrival of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world, means before he was born and he arrived in this world, what incident occurred. And this beautiful narration is mentioned in Khasais al-Kubra, written by Allama Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala, a very authentic and mustanad kitab, mustanad book, discussing the qualities and the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, this incident is mentioned in Shawahidun Nabuwa, which is written by Imam Abdul Rahman Jami, and it is also mentioned in a very famous book, which is Hujjatullah alal Alameen, written by Allama Yusuf Nibhani rahmatullahi ta'ala. So a very authentic narration mentioned in authentic books, inshallah azza wa jal, which we are going to present in front of you. So sit back, relax and enjoy, because today's discussion is focusing on the beloved of everyone, which is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So listen to it and, you know, jhoom jai and increase the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts. Subhanallah. It is mentioned that Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the grandfather of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he once mentioned a dream which he saw, and he mentioned this dream to Abu Talib. And what was this dream? Abu Talib is actually his son, who is the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the father of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. So Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioning the dream to his son Abu Talib. And he says that, you know, once I was resting, or I was sleeping near Hajr-e Aswad, and that is when I saw a dream. I'm giving you the summary. And he says that, you know, because of this dream, I became very fearful and frightened. And ek bechaini mehsoos karne laga, I started having this restlessness in me. You know, that and I wasn't easy after I saw this dream. So he says that I went to a person to find out what is the interpretation of this dream, what does this dream mean? Subhanallah. And he says that I explained the entire dream to him. The dream was that I saw a tree, and the height of this tree was, the tree was so tall that it was reaching the sky. And then he says, I saw the branches of the tree, the branches were spread in the east and in the west. So basically this tree was, you know, it was huge, you know, a huge tree, and right to the sky with the branches spreading in the east, in the west. And he says that I saw the noor, the light of the tree was so illuminated, was so bright, that, you know, I felt, or I considered that light as 70 times more than the noor and the light of the sun. That's how bright and how, you know, shining this tree was. Subhanallah. Then he says that, you know, I saw that Arab and Ajam, those people who are Arabs and non-Arabs, all of them, you know, I saw them making sajda towards this tree, in the direction of this tree. And I also saw that the greatness, the azmat, the height, the noor of the tree was increasing. It was always increasing, means it wasn't decreasing, it was something which was continuing, something which was expanding. Allah, Allah, Allah. He says, in one moment the tree would become hidden, another moment the tree would become apparent. Then he says that I saw a jama'at, a group of the Quraysh, who were clinging and, you know, holding firmly and holding tightly onto the branches of this tree. And I saw another group of the Quraysh who had the intention to cut the branches of this tree. And the dream carries on, inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to discuss more, and we're going to learn what this dream is and what is the interpretation of this dream, inshallah azza wa jal. But before that, we'll take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam, wonderful kalam, and as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Rasul Allah, Wo جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی, جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی, جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی, تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی, تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی, چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دے, چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ, رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ, رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ, لیے جا رہے ملائکہ, وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دے, وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ كَغَيْرِ خُدَا, وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ, وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ كَغَيْرِ خُدَا, کہ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ كَغَيْرِ خُدَا, وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دے, وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, لکھو نازش ان معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی لکھو ناز شن کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پیروس کے شکلوں کو جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں
صلی اللہ الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ, ونڈرفل کلام وی ہرڈ, آلسو بیسڈ آن دا میریکل آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, بگننگ وتھ دا میریکل آف سپلٹنگ دا مون ان ٹو پیسز. الحمد للہ. سو یس, دے آر مینی کلامس, مینی بیوٹیفل ورڈس, مینی بیوٹیفل couplets written on the miracles of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Holy Quran speaks about the miracles, and today our topic is also the mu'ajizat and the miracles of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. So before the break we were discussing the dream of Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he saw and he became a bit frightened and afraid of what is happening, and obviously he mentioned the dream to his son Abu Talib. And we are discussing that when he mentioned the dream to the person who was going to interpret the dream, and you know, he mentioned that I saw the tree was so huge up to the sky, and the branches were spread in the east and the west, and you know, I saw that the light was more than the sun, and you know, in one moment I saw it was apparent then hidden, and the Quraysh, one group was clinging onto the branches, the other group was trying to cut the branches. Subhanallah. Then Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and he mentioned, and he says that one group who wanted to cut the branches of this tree, it went with this intention of cutting the branches, and they went close to the tree. He says, as soon as that happened, I saw a handsome person. Wonderful. A handsome person. A person with so much fragrance. A person who was so wonderful, a person who was handsome, a person who was, you know, in other words, there was no words to describe this person. He says that, you know, and that person was such that in my imagination, I've never had the imagination also that I'm going to see such a handsome person. That's how excellent this person was. Subhanallah. He says that this youngster, this person, he went and he broke the backs of those people who were trying to cut the branches of this tree, and he took out the eyes of these people. Subhanallah. He says then, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib says that then I had the desire and I wanted to, you know, take some fruits from this tree, but he says I was not successful. So then I asked that which people will be able to take the fruits from this tree. Subhanallah. I received the answer that those people who are clinging or who will hold firmly to this tree, they are the ones who will gain the fruits, and they are the ones who will gain something from this tree. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib says, after I narrated this entire dream to this person, I looked at his face and he was shocked. And then, subhanallah, he gave the interpretation of the dream. And then his words are so wonderful, which he mentioned. And then he said that a person is going to come from your back. In other words, from your lineage, in your generation, there is going to be a person who is going to be the Malik, who is going to be the owner of the East and the West. In other words, he's going to have authority in the East and the West, and people are going to rush towards Him. People are going to accept Him. People are going to believe in Him. People are going to follow Him. Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, when he heard this interpretation, he told Abu Talib, who was his son, and he said that perhaps I feel or I think that you are that person who I have been told about, that you know, he is going to come and he's going to rule over the East and the West. So the narrator says that Abu Talib used to mention this dream to many people. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam arrived in this world physically, when the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam took place, Abu Talib used to say that that tree which Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib saw in the dream, he says, by Allah, the tree, it was Abul Qasim, means the father of Qasim, who is Muhammad bin Abdullah, who is the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. He says, Abul Qasim al-Amin, the one who is trustworthy, and al-Amin was the title of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So Abu Talib takes a qasam and he says, wallahi, the tree in the dream of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib is Abul Qasim, which is Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Focal point which we are focusing today on particularly is, you know, first of all, this miracle of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was made apparent even before the arrival of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now ulama-i kiram commented and they discussed this wonderful narration and they spoke about it. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And ulama-i kiram say, from this we come to learn first and foremost that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Malik and Mukhtar of Mashriq and Maghrib. Malik means the owner, and Mukhtar means the one who has ikhtiyar, the one who has authority, the one who is authoritative in the East and the West. In other words, in the entire world, in this world and in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala has granted the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam authority and this milkiyat, this ownership that Allah Ta'ala has made him the Malik. Subhanallah, this is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah. Ulama Ikram explain and they say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given the keys to the treasures of this world and the heavens. As it is apparent from a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says that I have been granted, I have been given the keys to the treasures of this earth. I have been given. And another narration where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, the summary of which is that if I wanted, if I willed, then the mountains of gold would be walking with me. So what is all of this? This is all showing that he has authority, he is Malik, he is Mukhtar, and he has authority in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. If this is not the miracle of the beloved Rasul, then what is this? This is before the arrival of the beloved Rasul. Allah Ta'ala has already informed the people that the person who is going to come, who is going to arrive in this world, he is not a common person. He's not an ordinary person. He's not someone, you know, like you and me. No, he is special. He is unique. He is wonderful. He is excellent. His martaba, his state, his rank, everything is exalted. It has been raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it has been elevated above the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you look at the words of Sayyidi wa Murshidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, subhanallah, it's impossible that we speak about the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we take out Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. You know, he is the one who, you know, in English we say the cherry on top of the cake. That we discussed the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the end we just mentioned a few words of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, how he discusses the beloved Rasul, how he praises the beloved Rasul, and then you feel that subhanallah, this is our Imam, this is Mujaddid Deen Millat, this is the leader of the Ushaq, this is our leader in this world and inshallah in the hereafter as well. Subhanallah, Ala Hazrat says, main to Malik hi kahunga ke ho Malik ke Habib yani Mahbub o Muhib mein nahi mera tera. He says, main to Malik hi kahunga. I am going to call the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Malik, as the owner. Ke ho Malik ke Habib. He says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are the beloved of the Malik hakiki, means the real owner of everything and everyone is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ya Rasulullah, you are his beloved. To main to Malik hi kahunga. Ke ho Malik ke Habib. Yani mahbub o muhib mein nahi mera tera. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala has made you the owner. He has granted you the sultanate, which is known as Sultanate Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he says a plea basically, istighatha, and a request in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tere tukro pe pale. Ya Rasulullah, that you know we are loving through your sake, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ghair ki thokar pe na dal, to not put us, you know, in front of everyone or by anyone, Ya Rasulullah. We are with you, we are always with you, Ya Rasulullah, and we are surviving because of you, Ya Rasulullah. Jharkiyan khaye kaha chhod ke sadqa tera. Ya Rasulullah, where are we going to go? What are we going to do if we leave your sadaqah, your giving, you know, the things which you are giving to us, Ya Rasulullah? If we leave that, then where are we going to go? Jharkiyan khaye kaha chhod ke sadqa tera. If we leave you, then where are we going to go, Ya Rasulullah? That's why I'm to Malik hi kahunga ki ho Malik ke habib. Subhanallah. So, you know, and another beautiful shair, Ala Hazrat also mentioned that Rab hai muati ye hai qasim rizq uska hai khilate ye hai, and thanda thanda meetha meetha peete hum hai pilate ye hai. Subhanallah. Inna aadayna kal kawthar sari kasrat paate ye. So many ashar. If you have to go in the depth, then subhanallah, you know, I feel that our time will come to an end and many discussions will come to an end, but this topic and the praise will never come to an end. Subhanallah. We'll discuss one miracle inshallah after a short break. Listen to some beautiful Madani pools now, and as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has reported to have said that anyone who recites salat upon me 3 times in the day and 3 times in the night, due to love and devotion to me, Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive the sins he committed during the day and the sins that he committed during the night. Allahu Akbar. What a very, very easy wazifa views of Munchan. Just 3 times during the day, 3 times during the night, but with love and devotion, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will forgive the sins that you committed during the day and the sins that you committed during the night. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have said, recite salat upon me wherever you are as it reaches me. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have said that the one who recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, he will be granted my intercession on the day of judgment. And viewers, manchal, who does not want, who does not need, everybody needs the intercession of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who amongst us is needy of this? Obviously we're all needy of it. We all want to be interceded. We all want the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to intercede for us, to seek forgiveness for us, and to remove this burden on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Before the break, we discussed the miracle which is before the arrival of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. And obviously it is something which is wonderful, something which denotes on the greatness and the maqam of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One more miracle I would like to mention, and this is also before the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. It is mentioned that Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved mother of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when she was pregnant with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so she used to say that, you know, I didn't even feel that I was pregnant. In other words, the difficulties, the problems, the situations which pregnant women normally go through, you know, it's not an easy phase. It's a tough time. You know, there's lots of changes in the body, in hormones, in many other things. And she says that when she was pregnant with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so she didn't even feel as if she was pregnant. Everything was totally normal. Everything was basically smooth sailing. There wasn't any issues, there wasn't any problems. And this is undoubtedly a miracle of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then she says some very beautiful words which is quoted. She says that a person came to me, or someone came to me, whilst I was between sleep and awakefulness. In other words, you know, when a person is just about to go in that slumber, in that sleep, and you know, the slight dreams come, so he is not awake and he's not sleeping, he's in between that moment. It's a feeling which you can't express. I'm sure many of us went through it. In fact, everyone went through it, where you're just about to sleep, but you're not sleeping and you're not awake at the same time, you're basically in between. So she says that in that situation, someone came and he said, "Do you know that you are pregnant?" So I said, no, I don't know that I am pregnant. The one who came, he said, you are pregnant with the leader, with the master of this ummah, and you are pregnant with the Nabi of this ummah, the Nabi who is going to be sent towards this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she says that was the day of Monday. You know, and she says that, you know, then the days passed, everything carried on until the time came for the wiladat and the birth of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she says, when the time came for the birth, she says, that same one who came to me in the beginning, that same person, he came to me and he said that, O Amina, say thus, أُعِيذُهُ بِالْوَاحِدِ مِنْ شَرِّ كُلِّ حَاسِدٍ, that I seek the protection of Wahid, of the one who is one. In other words, I seek the protection of that God who is one, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min sharri kulli hasidin, from the evil, from the shar of every hasid, every person who has jealousy, of every jealous person, I seek the protection, that Allah ta'ala must protect me from the evil of every jealous person. Subhanallah. She says, so I used to say these words. Aha. Now ulama-i kiram, the discussion carries on, but I'm going to stop here. And ulama-i kiram then, you know, mention, and they say that, you know, first of all, this incident is mentioned in Khasas al-Kubra by Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti, and also in Hujjatullah al-Alameen, and also in Madarij al-Nabuwa by Allama Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi. And ulama-i kiram now give the points on this beautiful narration. And they say, the first point which we come to learn is that the parents of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were on Deen Ibrahim, and they were not those people who used to worship idols. In fact, they were the one who accepted and believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to perform the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the words of Sayyidah Amina is, U'idhuhu bil wahid, that, you know, I seek the protection, U'idhuhu bil wahidi min sharri kulli hasidin, I seek the protection from one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm asking for the protection of one Allah, one God, that is one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they believed in the wahdaniyat, they believed in tawheed, they believed in one God, they believed in one ilah, they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't believe in many idols, in many statues or whatever the case was. No, they believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, you know, it also, ulama-i kiram also mentioned, and they say that they are actually ahl fitrat, and for ahl fitrat to be Jannati, to be qualified as the dwellers of Jannah, it is just this much is enough, that they did not commit shirk. So they didn't commit shirk, they believed in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, that is a certificate that they are Jannatis. Definitely, this is actually an answer to every person out there who comes with maybe some other false narrations or whatever the case is, trying to ma'adhallah prove the kufr and disbelief of the parents of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This narration clears that chapter and closes that chapter and says, no, that is not the case. They were on Deen Ibrahim and they were believers. They are the parents of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And furthermore, ulama-i kiram said, yes, that is one thing. And the second thing is that Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, through the sadaqah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made the parents of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive again after they left this world physically, so that they can also be part of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it is mentioned in Imam Zulqani mentions this. It is also mentioned in Hujjatullah al-Alameen, where Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah, she says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should revive, bring his parents back to life. So for him, for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala brought his parents back to life. فَآمَنَّا بِهِ ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُمَا, and both of them brought iman in the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They became part of the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They also had the opportunity of become sahabi and sahabiya. They had the sohbat and the company of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُمَا, then Allah ta'ala caused them to leave this world again. So this is a clear evidence and a proof that this is definitely a miracle of the beloved Rasul Sallam before the arrival, that there was no pregnancy difficulties of Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, number one. Number two, it also denotes that the parents of the beloved Rasul are mu'min, are believers. And number three, it also denotes from the narration of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa, the miracle of Nabi Sallam, that with his Mubarak dua, Allah ta'ala even brought those who have left this world, Allah ta'ala brought them back to life. So all of this is the miracles of the beloved Rasul Sallam, and it shows that his parents are great, he is great, his lineage is great, his family is great, his ashab are great, everything associated to him, the book revealed to him is great, his city is great, everything is great, his ummah is also the greatest ummah. That is why main to malik hi kahunga ke ho malik ke habib yani mahbub aur muhib mein nahi mera tera. We make dua, may Allah enable us to act upon whatever we have learned in today's discussion. This brings us towards the conclusion of today's discussion. Remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul Sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul, the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah azzawajal in our coming discussions. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Till we meet again. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته صلوا للحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.